This episode is presented by Invest Puerto Rico. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Hello and welcome back to Equity, the TechCrunch podcast about the business of startups, where we unpack the numbers and the nuance behind the headlines. This is Alex. Good morning. Today is April 15th, 2024. Welcome to our Monday show, where we take a look back at the weekend and peek at the week that is to come. Today on the podcast for you, I have stocks and crypto, including the upcoming Bitcoin halving, an IPO update for Rubrik for all you late stage startup fans out there, OpenAI going to Japan, rising smartphone sales, layoffs at Tesla, and ShareChat's new valuation. It's a mixed bag this morning, but a great set of stories from all around the world. Let's go. Let's start with a look at the world of money, and that means the stock market. Shares are lower in Asia, largely higher in Europe, and set to rise at the open here in the United States. Now, reading the financial press this morning, the chance of war between Israel and Iran is naturally clouding sentiment, but even given those pressures, shares are rising in many places. On the earnings front, good news. There's lots of banking earnings to start the week, which we don't have to care about. But then later on, we'll hear from ASML on Wednesday and TSMC on Thursday. So if you care a lot about the state of the semiconductor industry, well, good data is coming your way. Elsewhere, Netflix and Nokia should drop their numbers later this week. Things have been more dynamic over in crypto, where we have seen a sell-off in the last week. Bitcoin is off about 8.6% in the last 7 days to $66,000, and Ethereum is off about 10.8% in the last week to $3,200. Both recovered a little bit in the last 24 hours, but smaller tokens took even more damage. I've seen lots of declines in the 15% plus range over the last week, so if you are holding alts, hugs, I'm sorry. I think this is a sort of market reset. So there has been speculation that tensions in the Middle East caused folks to sell in that region, but with every Bitcoin price movement, it's always hard to tell if there is a single cause. There is big news coming up, though, and that is that the next Bitcoin halving should happen in just over 4 days, according to NiceHash data. This happens every couple of years, and the amount of Bitcoin that is released to miners for running the Bitcoin network is cut in half, hence the term the halving. Bloomberg reports that the upcoming halving of newly minted Bitcoin will cost miners around $10 billion in yearly revenue, which could lead to short-term selling pressure, though we'll have to see. Many in the world of crypto are expecting a price bump from the halving, but that is yet to manifest precisely as expected. Next up, an IPO update, my favorite type of news. Reuters reports that Rubrik is planning to sell about 23 million shares at a price of between $28 and $31 apiece in its upcoming public offering. That means the company could raise up to $713 million in its debut. And a source told Reuters that, quote, at the upper end of the range, Rubrik would be valued at about $5.4 billion. So we, of course, have dug into this IPO, and that leads us to a question. Is that valuation a lot? Is it expensive? So the company had about $628 million in revenue in its last fiscal year, the 12 months ending this January, and that would value the company at its newly discussed IPO valuation at about 8.6 times its trailing revenues. So how does that fit into the market? It's not a complete surprise. The company did have slow total revenue growth in its most recent fiscal year, but at the same time, did do a very good job on its project to convert its business to a subscription service. That always takes a couple of years. There, it is doing better. Subscription ARR at Rubrik grew 47% in its most recent fiscal year, and if you cross that with subscription dollar-based net retention of about 133%, you can see a faster growth path ahead for the company. However, at the same time, Rubrik is super unprofitable and posted a nearly $98 million net loss in its most recent quarter, which I believe is the highest quarterly net loss we have seen from it. So, put another way, Rubrik is going to test the waters for slower growing, unprofitable tech companies that also have a growth story to tell, subscription economics, and improving gross margins. So some signals point up, some point down. It's going to be a very fun one to watch. What's next in tech? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's an innovations paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/TechCrunch. Hop on a jet. We're going to Japan, where OpenAI is expanding with the opening of a new Tokyo office and plans for a GPT-4 model optimized specifically for the Japanese language. This is all according to TechCrunch. The move here is significant for a few reasons. One, it underscores the opportunity that OpenAI sees in Japan, and it also highlights how AI models will likely need to localize on different languages as they expand. Now, OpenAI does bring a lot of name recognition, so the fact that it is going to Japan is a big deal, but it will also face local competition. SoftBank is, of course, also hoping to build and capitalize on the current enterprise race for AI. It's built a thing called SB Intuitions, which wants to build large language models, or LLMs, and generative AI services natively in Japanese. Now, why is Japan a possibly big market for AI? Well, Japan is a large, wealthy, tech-friendly nation, but also it's a place where manufacturing and robotics in particular are a big deal. Robots plus AI could be a natural fit, and that makes this news even more important. Now, the EU, the US, and China are kind of the big AI groups at the moment from where I sit, but that doesn't mean that other wealthy and high-tech nations don't want to get into the mix. So this is not the last time we're going to see news of this sort. Recent price cuts at Tesla are hardly the only thing getting slashed at the U.S. electric car company. So after dropping the prices of unsold Model Y SUVs in the U.S. by thousands of dollars earlier this month, in an attempt to clear out a backlog, the company is now also looking to get smaller itself. According to an email that Elon Musk sent out that Electrek reported on this morning, Tesla is cutting, quote, its headcount by more than 10% globally. And the move comes due to, quote, duplication of roles and job functions in certain areas, and that's according to the letter which was signed by Elon Musk. Shares of Tesla are off 1.5% in pre-market trading this morning in the wake of the news. Tesla is an electric car company that has defied the odds. It managed to pull off its amazing strategy of building consistently cheaper and more EVs over time. It helped develop critical charging infra for consumer EVs. However, despite a place at the tip of the spear, it is currently seeing increasingly sophisticated competition, which is in turn dinging its growth story and thus endangering its valuation, which still towers over the worth of its rivals. It'll be interesting to see how the market takes this growth hiccup at Tesla, which appears to be set to last longer than just a few quarters. Now, is it possible for there to be good news for smartphone makers in the current economy? Yep, it's possible in 2024. According to IDC data, quote, global smartphone shipments increased 7.8% year over year to 289.4 million units in the first quarter of 2024. That is very, very interesting and is a faster growth rate than I expected to see or hear to start the year. However, I know what you care about a lot more than the total numbers is who is leading inside of the figures. So, market share leaders for you. Samsung, 20.8% in the first quarter. Apple, 17.3%. Xiaomi, 14.1%. Transsion, 9.9%. And then Oppo, 8.7%. Now, Xiaomi and Transsion gained the most share in the last year, while Samsung and Apple saw their market share and shipments fall compared to Q1 of last year. And if you just listen to all that and you're like, Samsung, yeah, Apple, yeah, Xiaomi, yeah, Transsion, who the hell is that? Well, I had the same response. It turns out Transsion is a Chinese smartphone company that does a lot of business in Africa and has multiple sub brands. There you go. They have 10% global market share. We should know more about them. Moving towards a close, ShareChat's valuation has fallen to around $2 billion from nearly $5 billion following a new funding round, a source familiar with the situation told TechCrunch. That is a very steep decline in value for the 9-year-old Indian startup that boasts over 400 million users in the South Asian market. What does it do? It operates a popular social network that supports a dozen Indian languages, as well as a short-form video app. It just raised $49 million in a convertible round, did not disclose the valuation, and strongly denied that its new price was below $2 billion, asserting that there was, quote, no valuation attached to the round. So what gives here? Is it worth $2 billion now, or is there no valuation? Well, what we know is that this debt round will convert to equity at a valuation below $2 billion when the company raises next. So yes, technically it's not price, but also we know that the capital going in is buying future shares at a roughly $2 billion valuation. So everyone here is right, and this is also a lesson in how you deny the news, even if it is accurate. What matters is that a social media company is showing us the new valuation climate for startups in that space, and also showing how a unicorn can raise more capital and keep operating even if it has to take a price haircut. Won't be the last company this year to make that move. All right, that is our show for this lovely Monday morning. But don't forget, we also put out a video each and every Monday going over one of the stories from the show. If you want to catch that, make sure to follow us over on X and Threads, where we tweet and thread under the handle EquityPod. If you want more from me, I am Alex over on X. Don't forget as well, we have a sister show called Found, digging into all of those founder stories about how people built what they did. We're back on Wednesday with our startup update. I'm Alex. Goodbye. Equity is hosted by myself, Alex Wilhelm, and TechCrunch senior reporter, Mary Ann Azevedo. We are produced by Teresa Loconsolo with editing by Kel. Bryce Durbin is our illustrator, and a big thank you to the audience development team and Henry Picavet, who manages TechCrunch audio products. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.